Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
We're going to take a trip to Westfield, Massachusetts, where a family has arrived from Ukraine to stay with relatives. They are among hundreds of Ukrainians who have made the harrowing journey to Massachusetts, with more expected in weeks ahead. The Martinyuk family arrived in Westfield last week. Mom, dad, six kids. They left everything behind, and I mean everything, jobs, housing, and the lives they knew, for an uncertain future in a foreign land. We spoke with Lydia Martinyuk, the mother, late last week, with translation help from her husband's cousin, Artem, who they're staying with in Westfield. There was construction going on. You might hear an occasional hammer in the background. And Lydia began by telling us about her family's life before the war in their hometown of Khorasan, which is not far from the Ukrainian border with Belarus. You'll be hearing an English language voiceover of what Lydia told us.
Чоловік, 41 рік, працюючий. Я 37 років працюю.
My husband is 41 years old. I am 37. We have five daughters and one son. We had our own house in Ukraine and a car. I would say we lived as an average Ukrainian family.
When the war began in late February, Lydia figured the fighting would be focused in Kyiv and would be over quickly. She never imagined the violence would reach their hometown. But then she saw reports of civilian buildings and homes being shelled all over the country.
They were just throwing bombs everywhere, and they didn't care. It was very random, as though they were just throwing them blindly.
The thought of leaving was daunting, and the choice seemed hard until one night in early April, when the bombs began raining down on Khorasan.
My husband and I got on our knees and prayed for our house and our family. Then we went to the second floor of our house. We looked out the window, and all we saw was fire, explosives, and smoke. It was as though it was day at night. The children slept in two different rooms. We couldn't wake them all up at once. I was afraid that if something worse happened, they would start panicking and I couldn't control them.
The family retreated to a friend's house in Ternopil, a quiet city close to Lviv, to plan their escape to Poland. They were joined by their neighbors, who also had three children. Now, men between the ages of 18 and 60 are banned from leaving Ukraine. But there's an exception to that rule that says fathers of three or more kids are allowed to cross the border with their families. Would the border guards honor the exception, though? They weren't sure.
The husbands did not think they were going to be let through. There were rumors that even though they had the exception because of the children, the border patrol still didn't let men like them leave Ukraine.
In the end, Lydia's family was able to cross the border into Poland without a problem. On the other side, volunteers helped them find food and housing. They even helped Lydia's husband find a small job. But it was soon pretty clear Poland was not a long-term option.
Poland took a lot of Ukrainians. We lived in a very small home with just two rooms. We were in a small village far away from civilization and bigger opportunities and jobs, so we couldn't find a job suitable to sustain a family of eight. Because our family is big, we couldn't even find housing with three bedrooms that would be suitable.
Before coming to Poland, Lydia says they never even considered the United States as a possibility. But they began hearing about Ukrainians crossing into the U.S. on humanitarian grounds at the country's border with Mexico. Lydia's father-in-law arranged for relatives in America to purchase airplane tickets for the family of eight. And soon they were in Warsaw, boarding the first of five flights that would eventually get them to Tijuana. Literally as they traveled, though, the Biden administration announced policy changes for entry for those leaving Ukraine as part of its Unite Ukraine program. The U.S.-Mexican border would close on April 25th, the day after they hoped to arrive. On the 24th, the Martinyuks waited for their turn to cross into the United States.
The volunteers there did an amazing job. They tried their best to make sure everybody got past the border because everyone was aware that the border was closing.
The clock was ticking. Lydia says the family was at the end of their queue, and the hours before the border was set to close were dwindling. And then?
We had a few rows in front of us, and then someone from the Border Patrol called us. It was lunchtime, and we pretty much got called and cut the whole line.
I asked Lydia if she knew why they were moved up.
It was God's will.
Lydia, her husband, and their children made it to Westfield last week. That's where their cousin and the translator of our conversation, Arta Martinyuk, lives. Lydia says the kids are emotional, but overall well, and are starting school thanks to help from Acentria Care Alliance, a Worcester-based refugee resettlement agency. Acentria is also working to help the parents find jobs and secure humanitarian parole status that would allow them to access more services. Looking back at the whole experience, Lydia gives this advice to Americans.
Don't be attached to materialistic things, because it was very hard to leave everything we poured our life into in Ukraine. Spend more time with children than work and seeking materialistic things on earth.
But as hard as it was to leave their physical belongings and home behind, material things are not what Lydia yearns for the most now. What do you miss the most about home in Ukraine?
По чому ви скучаєте найбільше вдома?
Мама.
Мама. Her mother.
Do you get to talk to her?
А ти розмовляєш з нею?
Так.
Yes.
Is she okay?
Зі всього добре.
Так.
Yes.
That was Lydia Martinyuk, who just recently arrived in Westfield, Massachusetts from Ukraine after crossing over the Mexican border with her husband and their six children.